right, here at about quarter past 11 o'clock. And Mabel Louise, we were just talking about how, you were saying Terry is up at the transmitter site.
A man climbing up on the tower today.
He was so kind to do that because I just wanted to be here in a normal setting. Yeah. And actually, I don't think there was anything they needed me to do for engineering wise up there.
Yeah.
So he gets to check in on them and find out what's going on. So, so it's kind of nice. There's somebody that shares some space on the tower, and then they provide us with some internet access so that we can connect to our transmitter. Because once in a while, things get kind of crazy up there, and we like to keep an eye on it.
That's right. Well, anyway,
works pretty good.
If you go up Highway 27.
Yes, that's right.
That's
what is that, about 10 miles?
710 feet, or what is it?
That's right.
I don't know.
It's actually 700 feet.
700. Okay.
And then there's a lightning rod on it. So,
okay.
So maybe that adds a little. So I don't know exactly how that works, but I know it's 700 feet of steel of structure, and then if you've been up there, Mabel Louise, you would probably know what goes up beyond that, whether the light bulb or any. Have you ever been up there to change the light bulb or?
Are you kidding?
I haven't been to the top
feet?
Either.
No.
We do have people go up there, but it's a tall tower. People recognize it. And people always, they continue to tell me, you had such a beautiful place there.
Yeah.
Whatever happened.
Just had
to
let it go.
Had to let it go because we had to move the studio down here. And with the WOGO and all the other things that happened, here we are in Halley. And that building is still sitting there. You and Warren did such a beautiful job of landscaping and trees and all around there.
Yes.
And, of course, that is amazingly overgrown at this point. So, and the building is just barely
perhaps
standing.
Perhaps they should know that the reason we have not kept it up and used it is because of the ice that forms on the tower all winter, falls off in big hunks, and hits the roof and what have you. And we didn't want anyone there because of insurance and what have you.
That was,
and they could get hurt.
We really did look for a way to find somebody that could use that. Well, we used it. We weren't getting bombed by ice and so forth. But the insurance, like you said, was a real concern for different businesses and so forth. So it was a disappointment to see that all kind of go to seed in the front yard, so to speak. But the tower back there and the little building, we have the transmitter and all that is in A1 shape and so forth. And they're up there serving it today, but it's all part of our history at the radio station over the last 45 years. And
I'm sure we've had all kinds of people want to rent it and what have you. And we said, no, we don't want you hurt.
Terry even told us there was an Amish gentleman who wanted to take the building and put it up on, prop it up and put wheels under it, and move it someplace. It's
That'd
a bi-level
be
building. So it's not really suitable for that. It's kind of, how those bi-level buildings, they kind of come right out of the ground. They're not, anyway.
So we had to conclude that it had its service.
It served its time, I guess. So.
Well, hey,
all right.
It's
you
good
bring
to be
peace
with
to
you.
Us today, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm so glad to be with you, and I hope you enjoy our little time together. And it is a good morning because it sounds like the Lord is going to send some rain our way. And we need it, don't we? That would be wonderful. My daughter and I raked and cleaned out my flower bed, and it's really ready for a nice rain. And the jonquils are up about, pretty soon they'll be blooming. So I'm sure that they would pop up even more with a nice rain. I hope you're having a good day. I always am because I get to be with just you. And you know what? With all that's going on in our world today, don't you hate almost to turn on the news? Well, it's a small world now, so we get news from every place. Anyway, I thought it would be good to give us a reminder, it was for me, that in the midst of turmoil, we can still have that sweet, sweet peace in Jesus. Are you looking for peace today? Well, stay tuned and let me tell you how we can lose our peace. I'm going to have a couple more broadcasts on this subject, and I hope that it will be a reminder to you to cling to Jesus, because he is our peace. And I've entitled this series, In Search of Peace. So today, let me share with you, as I said, why we lose our peace. Before I do, my verse for today is found over in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 11b, the last part of that verse. And it says, seek peace. In other words, go after it, work at it, and go get it. And then it says, seek peace and pursue it. So that means get going and get it. And of course, as I said, the way we get it is through our precious Jesus. Well, let me ask you another question. Have you lost anything lately? And you've looked everywhere and you can't seem to find it. Yes, it is so frustrating. You look and you look and you go back over, and finally, just finally, one day, you accidentally come across it. And then all the time you realize that it was your fault. You are responsible. You laid it right where you found it. And you know what? Peace is something that cannot be stolen. It has to be laid down by you. That's right. You are in control of your own peace. It's a choice. And Paul speaks about this in the book of Philippians. He always says, rejoice and be anxious for nothing, but in everything through prayer and supplication, let your requests be made known unto God. Well, Paul is telling us these good news verses, that he is in jail and he's chained to a bodyguard 24 hours a day. And he even goes so far as to say that we are to be content in whatever state we're in. In other words, whatever the circumstances, if we have sweet peace, we can live with it, we can tolerate it, and we can be satisfied in it. And I think Paul's not telling us he's enjoying every minute of being in stocks or being chained, but he's telling us that in the midst of his circumstance, and maybe you're going through a divorce, or maybe your children are on drugs, or maybe they're not interested in church or Jesus, or all the things that you want them to be involved in. But you just keep on keeping on with sweet peace in Jesus and lay all of those prayer requests at the foot of the cross and know that Jesus is working on them and is in charge. And he's promised us that when we trust him, he will work it all out. So yes, in this world, yes, we have tribulation. But you know what Jesus said? He said, be of good cheer. Ouch. You mean it, Lord? Of course he does. Because he says, I have overcome the world. Amen for that. So in the midst of all the turmoil in the government and in people's lives and all of the things that we hear about every day, we can smile and say, thank you, Jesus. You reign. You are in control. It may be tough times right now, but you are going through it with me. And that's where we can have that sweet, sweet peace. The word peace really means to bind together. What's been disconnected before we accept Christ as our Savior, and then when we accept Him, we're brought together as one. And so peace offers us quietness, stableness, and really it can be beyond our human understanding when we really turn our lives over to Jesus. It's a gift from God. And in many people's lives, when things are going good, you can say, oh, I have sweet peace. But when things get bad in our lives and we don't know which way to turn, then that peace exits and you are in depression or whatever. But the peace of God is available, yes, constantly. And so really, it all boils down to the fact that we have a choice. We have a choice to apply peace in our lives. We either can have it or else we push it aside. It's available constantly, as I said, because Jesus is our peace. And when we're born again, we have His peace. And when we yield our will to Him, we even have greater peace. Colossians 3:2 says, set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. In other words, think on the things that are positive. Focus on Jesus. Psalm 119:165 says, greet peace, a great peace have they which love your law, and nothing shall offend them. So if we love the Lord, we will love His word, and we will know the truth. We'll think truth, we'll think honorable, we'll want to do right before God, we'll want to be morally pure, we'll want to love others, we want to be an encourager, and we want to tell others about Jesus. So we are what we think. Let me run that by you. Think about this. We are what we think. The way we think actually turns out to be the way we act. It's the control tower of our life. The right thinking, which I just listed to you, gives us that sweet peace that we can have. And you know what? No one can take it away from us if we've surrendered our life to Jesus. So what happens when you are restless, when you have no peace, and you're depressed and suicidal? Well, first of all, I've thought of seven things, and you may think of many more. But let's think about these together. You have sinful thoughts. Maybe your attention is centered on sex or money or greed or lust or bitterness, anger, hate. The Bible says there is no peace for the wicked. Maybe you have negative thoughts and you keep saying, I can't do that. I'm not gifted. Or people don't like me. Well, my background is no good. After all, I've been through all this. Or, you know what? You don't understand because I've been hurt by someone. Yes, those are all negative thoughts. And then you can have erroneous thoughts, believing what is untrue. Like, for instance, God doesn't love me. And I might have committed the unpardonable sin, or God doesn't love me, or He would not have allowed this to happen to me. Or maybe you've picked the Bible apart and you say, well, this part's true, but that part isn't. And maybe you have unrealistic thinking. you're doing something too far out, or you have goals that are too high and you feel defeated because you can't attain them. Or maybe you're just plain rebellious and you enjoy anything that's a violation of God's law, and you act in the flesh and do your own thing all the time. Like, for instance, if it feels right, just do it. And then you have obsessive thoughts, thoughts that control you, and you're unable to focus on anything. Sometimes it's to wrong somebody else, or maybe you say, I hate this, or I hate him or her, or I hate this world, and I want to get even with so-and-so. Wow. Or you have enslaved thinking. You're given over to something that dominates you, like being on drugs, drinking too much, lust, working. That's all you do and all you know. And you cannot live without any of those things that I listed. And all of these seven things I've given you cause you to lose your peace. You're restless and you're searching and you don't know which way to turn. Well, the question is, Mabel Louise, now you've given us all these things. Tell me, how do I deal with this in my life? Well, of course, you know what I'm going to say. Ask Jesus to be your own personal Lord and Savior if you haven't done that already. The Bible says that ye must be born again, and only then can you apply the peace that the Lord has just waiting for you. You apply peace daily in your life, no matter what happens. Jesus said, I hold the key to your life and your death, but you hold the key to your will. That's right. God has given you a choice, a will, and you have to will to accept Christ. You have to will to be obedient. So do I really want peace? You can ask yourself that question. Then I must give him the key to my will every day. So why don't you ask in prayer to the Lord and ask the Holy Spirit to speak to you, and then go and accept Christ as your Savior. That would be so wonderful. We here at the station would be so thrilled. And then you can have that peace I'm talking about. And it does pass all understanding. So why don't you do that right now, right where you are? Just bow your head and ask Jesus to forgive you of your sins and to come into your heart. And he will just do that. And then call the station and let us know that you have done just that. God bless you and have a good day. And tune in again, won't you? Bye-bye.